Hello?
The Attorney General, 911.
Hello?
You are?
Yes?
Mr. President,
yes.
I've spoken to Senators Mansfield and Dirksen. Very little reaction from them. I've spoken to Abe. Not spoken to the Speaker because he's been in transit all day, but I can speak to him first thing in the morning.
Good.
I had a long talk with Abe about this. Abe really quite strongly opposed to putting in the counts with respect to misappropriation of funds. I'm going to try to have those counts admitted.
I would just tell them, Nick, those boys are going awfully strong. I don't know them, and I don't know their motives, but when he told me that what you had said and what he said and how you could... You don't really believe it yourself, but these guys, because they think they can't lead 12 men, hell, I don't understand it myself. You've explained it to me two or three times in writing and talking to me, and you can't tell me that a guy can't control a Negro grass cutter, can't lead him when you can lead me. I don't think their object here is to be punitive.
No,
and if they want to get in there and have him say, yes, I gave Mr. X $10,000, Mr. Y $15,000, and all this kind of stuff. First time that since I've been here 30 years, we've been indicting people on campaign things anyway. And I don't think this would happen to him at all, except for the publicity that it's had. And it'll satisfy Curtis and them, but it's...
Well, as far as...
I
have spent a good part of the day in attempting to accomplish that. There, I no doubt about all the publicity and so forth. It makes a difference as far as the grand jurors are concerned, and it's terribly important that we do maintain what we can in the way of control over that grand jury.
I think that's right. But they've had committees after committees.
I'm going to do everything that I can tomorrow, and I will get loyalty from these people in terms of attempting to cut those charges out, although I don't totally agree with Abe on this. But I'm taking his views and his advice, and I've done everything that I can do on that. I'm not at all sure that those will not be in there.
Well, I think they don't understand. He knows this fella, and he knows a lot of the things that happened. And I think that they don't understand that. And I think that
I've done my level best to put that picture to them. I don't know whether the grand jury understands that, but what I cannot do is lose control over all these other matters. You know, just have them run amok on it, or have them come out of there and talk about this, that, or the other thing.
Well, are the people making up that group that understand these technicalities and this?
Well, some of them do. My problem has been with about the 8 or 9 things that are not being done, Mr. President.
Yeah.
And I have told my people to put all of the points that I've made as persuasively as I can to the grand jury, and I think they will do that.
Well, that's all we want.
I've also told them that they cannot lose control and come in with all this other junk.
Well, that's right.
I think that the result of that is, I would think that there's a good possibility that the counts that Abe objects to will be in there as the price for cutting out the other junk.
But who will require that?
Well, it's a question of what the grand jury does when this is presented to them. And we're going to present it to them in the tax form.
Don't they pretty well follow the recommendations?
Well, they usually do, but there's some on the grand jury, and there was some experience this morning with them, The fellow that controls it at the moment is the foreman, and we have to keep him with him, and we have to keep him with us, and we have to... We must, from everybody's point of view, have the confidence of that jury when it comes out.
Yeah.
And I've told this to Abe, I've explained this to Abe, and I've told him what I've done, and...
Tell that foreman at the Internal Revenue that we, but Justice, turned it down a lot of stuff they recommend, but in this instance, the Internal Revenue said in the letter they didn't think it they could recommend prosecution, and yet we've done it.
Well, that's not... Mr. President, what they said was that on the facts that they had, they could not, but they thought this should be gone into by the grand jury. That's what they said.
Well, here's what they told me. They said that they point out what the deficiencies are in detail, state that it's suggested they take this matter before the grand jury if they think they can obtain further evidence. We don't think they can. But they might want to try.
I'd like to show you the whole text of the letter they sent to us, Mr. President, because that's not an accurate summary of it.
This prosecutor has been very hot in this case.
I don't.
Well, there's no use.
Mr. President,
You understand what you're dealing with, and I don't. All we want to do is be fair and just and reasonable with them. But I know that they're going to lead this group, and I just want them to lead them on what's fair and right. And I know
they're going to make an effort to do that. They had some problems with some of the grand jurors, and we're going to make an effort. But what I don't want to do is to mislead you that I think those counts may well be in there. We're going to be prepared. We're going to present it the other way, and then. Present all the reasons why that should not be done.
Well, these fellows that you're talking to, your men, are they going to be loyal to you and do what you tell them to? You sure?
Mr. President, they will. I'm confident that Bittman will do what I ask him to do. But I can't throw somebody else into there at this point, and I have to preserve from everybody's point of view. The confidence of that grand jury, because the worst, you know, we're going to get sniped at anyhow on the fringes, and the worst thing in the world is going to be to have any suggestion on this that grand jury didn't look at everything, come out with this indictment.
Well, I trust you completely, and I trust your judgment more so, and I just want you to do what you think public interest requires and what you've said, and you'd be fair and just about it, and
God knows
that'll satisfy me. I just hate to have blood on my hands here I am as president, you attorney general, and Benson's assistant attorney general, and here we are doing Curtis's job for him.
I've lost a lot of sleep over.
I know it. I know it. I have to. I know it.
And I made one effort, and a final effort today, and all I'm saying is I don't know how that's going to come out. I do think that
I'll go home and say a prayer, and you do the same thing. That's all we can do, Padre, because I'm sitting in here with Roger.
I'm not at all sure how that's going to come out, Mr. President. And that's what I wanted to say. Yeah.
Do your best. That's all a man can do.
But I'm trying to.
Okay.
All right.